What a remarkable day it is. It's Friday, but it's a particular Friday that has never been nor will ever be again. Because my son, Benjamin O'Mahony, has just come off stage last night in Bristol in a theatre called The Tobacco Factory after playing the part of Trofimov, a young radical, in a play by Chekhov called The Cherry Orchard. And it was, in effect, the opening night. I'm not sure if they actually call it the opening night, but it certainly was the first night that the company, which is called Shakespeare at the Tobacco Factory, that company has just done the Cherry Orchard. So I'm in the position this morning of being, I was before this morning, a very proud father. My son, this is a biggish part. It's not as big as the some other parts in the play, but it's a big part by his standards, and he's only 25 years of age, and he's been through drama school, and it's been absolutely fascinating to watch him from the sideline as a cheerleader, I suppose, is what I've been more than anything else over the years. But to watch him strive, work hard at developing himself as an actor, and developing his practice and his thinking and his philosophy and his approach to drama, and it's wonderful to think of how it might have gone last night. And I am sure he's exhausted, but I'll go and see the play myself in Bristol fairly soon over Easter. Just as I travelled over fairly recently to see him play the second night, a part that mainly has to do a very big shout at one stage in King Lear. It does other things too, but and of course I had my eyes on him whenever he appeared in sight. But of course in King Lear, who do you watch? Well, you'd watch John Shrapnel playing Lear magnificently, and a number of the cast from that play are in this one as well. So I remember the great sisters in King Lear, and I nearly said several of them, at least two of them, including Julia Child, are in this production. So it's just wonderful as a father to think back and reflect on how hard your son has worked to get into this position, and how, you know, there never was any guarantee that he would ever, you know, make it onto a proper professional stage doing acting, making drama, enabling people in an audience to have a rich, multi-layered experience. You know, that wonderful thing that actors do, they do something on stage, but the people in the audience do their own play. They make meaning of whatever happens on stage, and they are active participants in the process of giving themselves challenge, satisfaction, joy, giving themselves all sorts of mixed emotions, the audience do. I mean, it is such a terrific experience to be in an audience, in a theatre, when there's a live performance on, knowing full well that it could all fall apart any second. These actors on stage could forget their lines. And I know from a little bit of gossip that I've heard that often on the very first public night of a performance, actors make up lines because they can't actually remember what they're meant to say next. They make up their own version of Chekhov or their own version of Shakespeare. And so as a father, I mean, I feel I can take no credit for any of this. You know, in fact, my son became artistic, I would say, before me. I wouldn't want to claim I've been artistic for very long. I'm certainly an artist now, but when my son was first going in for drama back in Canonbury School in, Highbury Corner in London in Islington back in the 1990s, he did school drama there, and he did it without having a mother or a father who had ever been on a stage. And so somehow or other, my second son took to this activity. And, you know, he played in the school play. I think he played the part of Scrooge in a play. It's about as far back as I can remember. But so he did that, and he's done a whole lot of different things since then. And he's been to the same place that Pierce Brosnan went to, you know, the guy who did 007. He's been to the same drama school as Pierce Brosnan, and I think he's even met him. But so, you know, I don't want to praise my own son too highly, because I haven't actually seen the play, but I just want to say something as a father, because, you know, my own daughter will listen to this audio boo at some stage to come, and it's her brother we're talking about, and, you know, it's wonderful for her to be going in the near future. The little girl who does the audio boos with me about the princess story and other ones as well, she's going to be seeing her big brother, or one of her two big brothers, on the stage. And goodness knows what she's going to think of him then, because, you know, she would only have the vaguest idea about what he's like right now, and what he's like as an actor. And according to Tropimov, it might not even be easy to recognise him on stage when she sees him soon. So, anyway, there you are. Look, if you can possibly, I might as well give a little plug, if you can possibly get yourself to Bristol, the run is on for a while, and it's also then going to remove itself to London. So, if you Google the Shakespeare at the Tobacco Factory, or Google the Tobacco Factory Theatre, you'll find the details, and, well, judging by what King Lear was like, this is going to be a real treat of a performance in a magical space. Bye.